when we talked to independent reporter Joseph Lindsley in Lviv, we often mention the fact that all Ukrainians hope that we don't forget what's going on there, news cycles being what they are. And Joseph, I'm sure you can understand how today the war there just takes a back page to our terrible tragedy. Are you able to keep up with the news in the States over there?
Yeah, of course, Bob, and good morning to you. Good afternoon from Lviv. Today is the 90th day of the war here, or some people call it February 114th, because the war began on 24th of February, and that month has never ended here, that difficult month. And then to see that news, which everyone here is aware of as well, that news from Texas, absolutely horrible. And, you know, in a society that is free, and why does that have to happen there? And I saw one headline, at least one headline, about what happened, the shooting in Texas. You know, when will never again mean never again? And that's the same question that Ukrainians have been asking. You know, we are never again after, you know, World War II. We are never again after the shootings in Kentucky or Columbine, et cetera, in almost every state. And this is sorry, there's some interference here. Sorry for that, Bob. We're all, I think together we can all ask the same question right now. And I'll say, you know, Ukraine, thinking of what happened in Texas, it hit home for me how Ukraine before the war was an incredibly peaceful society with very low crime and strong traditions of family and community that made for a peaceful society. And I think this is obviously a big question that Americans have to ask. You know, there's the gun question and there's also the culture question. What drives people to be so miserable? In the same way, what drives someone like Putin and the people that support him to be so miserable that they could inflict such horrible violence on other people? And we're all asking that same question today.
What did you think of President Zelensky saying he can only talk with Putin once Putin, as Zelensky said, steps out of his bubble of alternative reality and returns to the real world? U.S. intelligence has assessed previously that Putin's advisors weren't properly informing him about the status of the war, including their early failures. How do you see all that?
Yeah, I mean, I think any time we hear any information that comes from Russia, as I've always said, I'm going to be a bit skeptical. And for example, as we see now, you know, we had sort of global consensus that Russia had made a lot of mistakes, which certainly they have. But then as we see the global food supply chain problems that are going to affect all of us, you know, that very well might have been part of Putin's long-term strategy. So on the first level, I'm not convinced of the insanity arguments regarding Putin. I mean, there's definitely he's certainly evil, but he might know what he's doing. And what I think was Zelensky was responding to, I mean, again, going back to what we discussed yesterday, the Henry Kissingers and the European diplomats and some of the Americans who think that Ukraine should sit and negotiate and just to get peace at any cost. And Zelensky's maintained, and Ukrainians believe that peace at any cost means you would have a temporary peace, and then 6 months from now or 2 years from now, Putin would once again try to come in and overtake a weakened Ukraine. And so I think that's his and Putin, I mean, he's been in charge for two decades. And, you know, how often do you think anyone ever challenges his opinions? And I think by definition, in that type of environment, you do become a little bit crazy, a little bit insane. So it's not someone we can reason with. And right now we see, for example, as we speak, I'm looking at the live maps of the Russian movements, and the city of Severodonetsk, the furthest eastern city that Ukraine still controls, is on the edge of falling. I think we're going to hear all the horrible stories we heard about Mariupol. We're going to hear about the city of Severodonetsk. And awful human atrocities are happening. And these are not people you can negotiate with.
Yes, that is so depressing to hear. And you wonder if people around Putin who do know the real story are afraid to tell him for fear of being offed.
Absolutely, Bob. And that can happen anywhere in the world, as we've seen, you know, with the stories of, you know, oligarchs being killed and poisoned in London. For example, I'm sorry for this background beep here. I don't know what that is. There's a diplomat at the Russian delegation in Geneva to the United Nations several days ago, and very bravely and courageously, he said, "This is wrong, and I'm done." He said, "Putin is evil. This war is bad." And he gave us a little glimpse into the inside conversations that have been happening. He said some people in the diplomatic community of Russians say that Putin is right and everything is great, but he's other people say this is bad, but what can we do about it? Because we'll get killed if we question it. And the very discouraging thing that this diplomat said is that the young diplomats are the ones that tend to believe Putin the most.
Interesting. By the way, I hope those background beeps are not air raid alerts, Joseph.
No, it's not an air raid alert. It's a power issue, but I still have Wi-Fi. So everything is fine. It is a very nice day here in Lviv, but it is not a very nice day in the east of the country right now.
Yeah, or a very nice day here in the States, where we're all mourning the deaths of those kids. Joseph, we will talk again in the morning. Thanks, as always, for the insightful update.
Great. Thank you, Bob.